ang may mataas na pwestong abogado sa karapatang pangtao, Jeffrey Robertson, ay nagsabi na ang bilang ng mga tao sa mundo na nawawala ng tirahan ay nakakabahala. Subalit idinagdag niya na lahat ay may karapatang magkaroon ng tirahan.
Everyone has the right to seek and enjoy in other countries asylum from persecution. And that has developed conventions that have been inspired by it, an international human rights law which promises to every human being certain basic rights, the right to life, to be free of torture and inhumane treatment by governments, to a basic education, healthcare, food, and shelter.
Sinabi din niya na ang pinagsamang sagot ng mga bansa ay mahalaga.
What is needed is an international framework for coping as fairly and effectively as possible with 22 million refugees. We don't have one in the 1951 Refugee Convention. So many people are currently saying, let's renegotiate.
Sinabi naman ang punong ehekutibo ng Settlement Services International, Violet Romelotis, na maraming matututunan ng Australia mula sa ibang bansa. Subalit idinagdag niya na maaari ding matuto ang ilang bansa mula sa mga bagay na ginagawa dito.
I think Australia has been settling refugees and bringing immigrants to this country for the last 40 years. Done it very successfully. We have a very integrated and socially cohesive multicultural society. We have a lot to be proud of, and I think that we should wear that with great pride.
Ayon naman sa pangalawang ministro para sa Multicultural Affairs, Craig Lundy, gusto niyang makakita ng karagdagang atensyon sa trabaho ng mga bagong dating.
It's been quite interesting to talk internally within the department about ways we can change the focus. We do the resettlement extremely well. We are meet at the airport to year 5, but what we can always aim to improve are employment outcomes that are generated over that first 5 years of the experience. And that's very much where my focus will be.
Sinabi naman ni Oscar Ekblad na mula sa Swedish Migration na ang Australia ay isang magandang halimbawa ng tulong na pinamumunuan ng komunidad para sa mga bagong dating.
Where Sweden could learn a lot is to institute a system of tapping into the resource of ordinary citizens who does not have to volunteer to do this, but maybe not profit. Just make a reasonable living out of their, you know, idealistic goal to help people.
Ayon naman kay Violet Roniliotis, nakasaksi na siya ng mas malaking ugnayan ng komunidad sa refugee nitong mga nagdaang taon.
The very refreshing thing is that even though it's business as usual for settlement organizations like ours and others across the country, is that it's actually ignited an interest and a new passion in the broader civil society, and we're happy to tap into that. And of course, the community is better for it, not just the refugees who benefit, but the broader community.
Sa kabila nito, may pagkahilig naman ng Australia na maging pihikan sa pagpili ng kung sino ang ititira nila sa bansa. Ito ay ayon sa direktor ng Alfred Deakin Citizenship and Globalization, Fethi Mansouri.
We are setting up policies in place to actually bring people here, but we are cherry-picking people. We're tapping into the human capital of other countries, and we do that willingly, deliberately, and we even plan for it. The problem, of course, is when we are faced with the consequence of conflict, of persecution, of human rights abuses, then we say, no, we are not willing to also engage in that one, and therefore you guys are not the lucky ones that we want to bring here. And that creates problems.
Ito ay isa ding problemang itinataas ni Graham Tom, Refugee Coordinator ng Amnesty International. Sinabi niya na ang polisa ng Australia ay hindi pangkaraniwan, lalo na kapag ito ay tungkol sa polisa ng paghihigpit sa imigrasyon at proteksyon ng hangganan.
So we take an approach where there are good refugees who we resettle, and we treat them very well. We have settlement services here for refugees that we resettle that are second to none, really. It's just unfortunate that at the same time, if you come by boat, you're treated completely differently. Even people who come by plane aren't treated in the same way.